Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
I know you all probably been reading the sports pages the past few weeks, sending the clips home to mom and dad. Mom's making copies, giving them to the neighbors, and they're sticking them up on their refrigerators with them little duck magnets. Yeah, everybody's excited about the Screaming Eagles. But I'll tell you something, all the hype in the world isn't going to beat Florida today. The things that win ball games, they don't write about it in the sports pages. They're the little things. Like finishing off your tackles, knowing your blocking assignments, catching the ball before you run with it. One thing and one thing only wins football games, and that's execution. Luther, what the hell are you doing?
I'm having the guys rub my lucky shirt.
He's been wearing it since the beginning of the season. I haven't lost yet.
Hey, forget all that stuff I've been saying about execution. What are we worried about? We got a lucky shirt here.
Has anybody been listening to what the hell I've been saying?
Well, sure, we've been listening, Nate. We're going to do all those things. We're going to block, and we're going to tackle, and we're going to catch, but we can also rub.
Well, Luther, do you honestly believe that there's luck in wearing the same shirt for four straight games?
Yes, it could be.
Well, you've had the same hair for 4 weeks. Maybe it's not the shirt. Maybe it's the hair. See, luck has nothing to do with winning football games, guys. Execution wins football games. Heart wins football games. Preparation wins football games. Now, get out there and let me see some of that.
What do you think of my lucky shirt now, Hayden? 4-0. I tell you, we gotta be in the top 20.
This is incredible, Luther. We have 2 intercepted passes. We had 6 busted plays. How can we still be winning? Oh, it's not the stupid shirt.
Well, it's something. And if it's not the lucky shirt, I'd like to know what it is.
Hey, Coach, guess what? USA Today and Sports Illustrated both want to do articles on us next week.
You're kidding.
Hey, USA Today, you think we'll get a pie chart?
Maybe Sports Illustrated will give us a cover.
Hey, the cover. Ooh, not the cover. The cover is a jinx. Oh, not the cover. Oh, not okay. The cover.
We're not going to get a cover or a pie chart. We didn't play well enough for that. The only reason we beat Florida is they had 2 touchdowns call back.
Well, they were holding on both plays.
Oh, there's holding on almost every play. Dom, you know that as well as I do. They just got hit at the wrong times.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying they were unlucky.
Well, so you don't believe in luck, but you do believe in unluck.
Well, you're damn right I believe in unluck. I am unluck.
Coach, why are you so upset? We're 4-0.
I'm not upset, Dobber. I don't know what I am. This shouldn't be happening. This is going to blow up in all our faces.
Oh, you say you're not upset, but I know you are upset, but they know the reason why. You're upset because the guys threw Gatorade on me again and not on you.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Luther. I'm the guy who wants that cold, sticky, green stuff running down his pants. Besides, the only reason they throw it on you is because you stand out there like a dope yelling, pour some Gatorade on me!
I do not. They just like me.
Guys, we are experiencing a fluke here. We're not that good. You know it, and I know it. And anybody who knows anything about football knows it.
All hail the conquering heroes. I have never seen a more well-oiled fighting machine.
Howard, don't you have a malt shop to go to?
A great coach and a great kidder.
Ah, well, what do you want?
Just to bask in the glow of your genius. And to let you know that in honor of your tremendous achievement, the Booster Club is hosting a special celebratory dinner tonight at the Touchdown Club. You'll be the guests of honor.
No, we don't want a celebratory dinner.
Who does?
We don't. The season isn't half over. We're getting carried away here.
Why are you the only one who is not enjoying this?
Because I know what's going to happen, Howard. When we start losing, they're not going to be serving us food. They're going to be throwing it at us.
I am seeing Coach of the Year.
Oh, you're not listening.
The fans are calling you another Lombardi.
The fans are idiots.
Okay. But they're loyal, loving idiots. And they're the ones who count. So come, enjoy, revel in their idiocy.
This is embarrassing.
Well, what's embarrassing about it? I mean, if people want to celebrate and throw free food at us, it's a beautiful thing. And I, for one, am going to eat it in the spirit in which it's intended. I feel sorry for a man who can't enjoy a little good fortune and prime rib.
Coach, I think I maybe know how you're feeling.
You do?
Once, when I was in high school, I took a multiple choice test in world history, which was probably my worst class. Yeah, this was before I was serious about my studies. Something of a rapscallion back then. Ha!
Is there a point coming here, Dover?
I hope so. Anyway, I took the test. I didn't know anything. So I just guessed at all the answers.
And you got an A?
Yeah. It's like a miracle. Man. Yeah, I knew it was only luck, but everybody made this big deal about it. God, that was great. So I started feeling so guilty about having been really lucky. So the next test came around and I studied my tail off so that whatever happened, I'd know that I'd done my best.
How'd you do?
Terrible. Suddenly, everybody thought I had cheated on the first test. That was probably one of the lowest moments of my whole life.
So what you're saying is, I'm going to get paid back for this lucky streak that God's going to get me in the end? That the darker days are ahead? Is that your point?
I guess it is. And you thought I wouldn't have one. Thanks a lot.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kel.
Hey, Kelly, how's it going?
It was great. Everybody seems so excited.
What's not to be excited about? We're 4-0.
I don't know. Dad didn't seem too excited. I stopped after the game to congratulate him, and he just kept sitting there saying, "What does it all mean, Kelly? What does it all mean?"
Hey, man, your dad's had a little trouble accepting good luck.
I guess.
He's a sick man, your dad.
Jeez, I hate this.
I know you do, but it's part of the job. We'll just have dinner, talk to a few friends, and call it an early evening.
Well, I hope Howard hasn't gone overboard.
Hey, everybody, there he is! Big guy.
Jeez, Howard, I told you not to make a big deal out of all this.
Oh, come on, come on. Sit down. Enjoy the festivities.
We've got a little surprise plan. Nobody's going to lift me again, are they?
Don't look so miserable. It is nice to be appreciated.
Could I have your attention, everybody? I'd like to welcome you folk here this evening on the occasion of our fourth straight victory this season. As head of the athletic department, I just want to say how proud we all are of our Screaming Eagles, and especially their leader, the man with the whistle, Coach Hayden Fox! And now we have a very special presentation. Coach Fox doesn't know anything about this, but I had an idea a couple of weeks ago.
God.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could show the world what we all know already? That here at Minnesota State, a legend is in the making. A quiet genius working his miracles right among us, and his name is Hayden Wilbur Fox.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present now a filmed tribute by our good friends in Hollywood, Harry and Linda Bloodworth Thomason.
Did you know anything about this?
No.
Down through history, there have been a handful of coaching giants. Lombardi, Rockney, Alice, Bryant, and now, another man joins their legion. Here is where it all happens. Down these venerable halls, he strides each morning, his head already overflowing with the plans of battle. Command Central. It is from here that the first vague notions of genius are transformed into brilliant blueprints of execution. This sturdy oaken desk was purchased in a pawn shop in 1953. Humble origins for such a hallowed shrine. His chair, the vessel that bears the great weight of leadership. And it is great. Look close. You can see the indentation. And the man himself. From his vantage point along the sidelines, he watches out over his gridiron warriors, preparing them for the clash ahead.
Didn't you know they were shooting you?
It was a kid with a camera. I thought he was a film student.
With eyes as discriminating as any bird of prey, he scrutinizes his army for any signs of weakness.
I was in a parking lot looking for my
car.
But
the signs of weakness are few. Hayden Fox's Screaming Eagles have tasted the fruits of victory no fewer than 21 times over the past 2.5 seasons. And with the sly fox at the helm, Screaming Eagle fans the world over can look forward to the thrill of countless more victories in the years to come. The man from Spokane, long may he wave.
I don't understand all that it is you're going through, but don't ever do that again. Do you realize how embarrassing that was for me? I didn't know where you'd gone. I was left standing there like a fool, making excuses.
What'd you tell everybody?
I told them you're not good at handling shows of affection. So don't be expecting any for a while.
I just couldn't take it anymore. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it uncomfortable for you. How'd you get home?
Luther brought me. Would have been here sooner, except he wanted to stop the frozen yogurt. What are you doing?
Watching old game films.
What for?
I don't know. Maybe to try and make some sense out of all this. I thought losing was tough. This winning is driving me crazy. Yeah, see, there's a tackle.
What game is this?
It was the best game I ever coached. We were playing Notre Dame and South Bend. They were ranked number one that year. I never had a team of mine play more perfectly than this one that day.
Look, Hayden, I'm sure it's more satisfying to win a game like that one than the one you won today.
We didn't win this game.
You didn't?
No, I got beat by a field goal last minute.
And that was your most perfect game?
We played great, they played better, the best team won. That's the way sports are supposed to be. These last 4 weeks, Christine, the better team has lost. It defies all football logic. I mean, it's out of control, honey.
It's just a lucky streak, Hayden.
No. It's more than that, Christine. You don't beat teams like Florida and Wisconsin on just luck.
Then what do you think it is?
Seriously? I think the planets are out of whack. Or maybe I'm out of whack. I don't know. I just wish I felt like we deserved this.
Why don't you think you do? Haven't you lost games that you thought you deserved to win?
Yeah, sure.
Well, then maybe this is payback for all of those. Maybe Fate is balancing the scales.
See, if it's fate, honey, then what the hell is my job? I'm a teacher. I've been teaching for 27 years that you win football games by being committed, by being focused, by being prepared. Well, none of that seems to apply anymore. These kids are winning because they screw up a snap from center on a field goal attempt, and they end up throwing a touchdown. They win because Florida gets called for two stupid penalties. They win because a 320-pound lineman who hasn't run 50 yards in his whole damn life picks up a fumble and rumbles for 80 yards and a touchdown.
You said yourself it's going to end, right? Whether it's next week or the week after, the breaks are going to start to go the other way. And when they do, these kids aren't going to understand why. They're going to need you to explain to them that that's the way life works. You can't be lucky all the time.
But what if you can?
What do you mean?
I mean, what if the breaks go our way? What if we don't lose next week or the week after?
Well, Hayden, if the team never loses, then...
Then we'd be on one hell of a ride. Oh, God, what if we had one of those miracle teams, Christine?
Well, then I'd say fate figures it owes you big time. And I'd try to enjoy it. Because it's a ride very few get to take. Now, why don't you come to bed? It's been a long day.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'm exhausted.
Besides, you're gonna need your rest. Playing Alabama next week.
To go. Well, for anyone who is a fan of football, this has been one to remember. What a battle. Alabama leads it 10-3. Fourth down, the ball is on the Crimson Tide, 44-yard line, and the punting team is coming onto the field.
You want to go for the block, coach?
No, they're going to be expecting it.
Maybe we should try to get out of bounds.
No. All we got time for is a Hail Mary.
Hayden, what's going on?
Get out of here, Howard. I'm trying to think.
Is this the end of the winning streak? Please, tell me, because I've got another big victory party planned. It's Tex-Mex and it's non-refundable.
Get out of here, Howard.
Well, if we're not going to win, I still have time to cancel the mariachi van.
Well, set up a return. Tell Gaines to pick a sideline. That way he can get out of bounds if he has to.
Got it. Information. Do you have a listing for Los Grandes Maracas de Mexico?
The Eagles are setting up for the return. Now, if they can get out of bounds, they might have time for one more play. But remember, folks, we're talking about Alabama here. They're one of the premier teams in the country. Although, with the luck the Eagles have been having lately, I'd hate to bet against them. Here we go. There's the snap. The punt is a bit short. Gaines has it at the 21-yard line. He breaks to the sideline. Breaks the tackle, moves upfield. He's got some running room. Oh, he's got daylight. He's got it to the 40. The 30. The 20. Under the 10.
Hold on, wait a minute, timeout.
Right, why do you mean?
I don't want to kick, I want to go for two.
Two? Are you out of your mind? If we don't make it, we lose.
If we make it, we win.
How can you be trying to win when we're trying not to lose? All we need is a tie, Hayden. I mean, this may be our only chance in our whole career to go undefeated.
Lucy, you really want to go for a tie? What does anybody learn from that? It's better in life to settle and go for what you really want.
But Hayden, there's no shame in settling, Hayden. I come from a long line of settlers. One of the last things my dad said before he deserted it was, son, no matter what you do in life, always hedge. I never forgot those words. That's how I've risen all the way to the middle. I'm begging you, hey, play it safe, please.
Let's go for two. Yeah! On the slant two, crossing pattern to Gaines, okay? Go get him.
The Screaming Eagles are going for two with an undefeated season on the line. Wow. what a gutsy call this is. Here we go, folks. No time left. If they make this, Minnesota State picks up yet another major upset. They're at the line. Schmidt with the snap. Look at Gaze. The ball's netted up. Is 1 foot in? Yes! They get the two. The Screaming Eagles win. And the upset Alabama. I love it, Taz.
Yeah! We did it! We did it! We beat Alabama. We're undefeated. What do you think of my lucky shirt now?
Once again, the final score, Minnesota State 11, Alabama 10. Don't forget, the Screaming Eagles' next scheduled game is against Wake Forest.